The Christmas story according to the Gospel of Luke. There were some shepherds who were working at night in their fields, and the impossible happened. The impossible. Angels appeared to them, and the angels said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a child, a Savior. And this will be a sign for you. You will find this child wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." And just then, a whole host of angels joined with them, and they began singing, "Glory to God in the highest." The impossible. Peace. Peace on earth. Goodwill to all. In Lewis Carroll's book, Through the Looking Glass, Alice turns to the White Queen and says, "One can't believe impossible things." And the White Queen says, "You just haven't had enough practice. I spend at least 30 minutes every day believing impossible things. In fact, I believe 6 impossible things before breakfast." What is the more beautiful world? Your heart knows is possible, but your mind is convinced is impossible. You know, the word for Advent is often used, the word awake is used, the word awaken is used. That this is the season in many ways that is meant to awaken that more beautiful world. Our hearts know is possible. I have to confess, my imagination is worn out. You know, there is the world that our hearts know is possible, and there is the world that is. And the world that is has just plain worn out my imagination. There's this beautiful carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Do you realize because of the recent eruption of violence in the Middle East, particularly in and around the city of Bethlehem, there is actually talk right now of canceling all Christmas festivities in Bethlehem. There's that carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem. O Holy Child of Bethlehem. Descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin. Enter in. Be born in us today." My imagination is so worn out. I just pray that something might be reborn, renewed, restored. That more beautiful world my heart knows is possible might awaken. You know, "Silent Night" was also sung on a battlefield, a battleground that became holy ground on December 24th, 1914. There were two large armies, hundreds of thousands of British and English and German. And they formed this front, and this front covered the entire length of the border between France and Belgium. And soldiers from each side dug in these trenches. They dug these trenches in this muddy soil, and in many ways they feared every day that the trenches would cave in and the entire trenches would flood. It was a terrible war, as if there's really any other kind. Walter Brueggemann said, "War really is the failure of imagination." So between these two trenches, in 1914, on that Christmas Eve, December 24th, there was about 50 to 100 yards And the land between the two trenches was called no man's land. Now each side would position snipers that if there was any movement on the opposite side, they would be shot. Hand grenades would be tossed over, artillery would be lobbed. And every now and then there'd be these rushes that would come out of the trenches, but it would most certainly lead to death. Well, Christmas was approaching, the first Christmas of that particular war. And so the governments of both sides actually sent Christmas presents to the soldiers in the trenches to try to lift their morale. The British soldiers, they received what was called Princess Mary packets. And these Princess Mary packets had tobacco and cigarettes and plum pudding and a greeting card from the king and Cadbury chocolates. And the German side, they received tobacco and cigarettes, and they received, each person received this pipe with the profile of King Frederick Wilhelm on the side. And they also received beer and sausage. And one thing more, the German side received thousands of Christmas trees. So, if you can imagine these two sides as the sun rode across the sky on that December 24th, 1914, the impossible happened. The shooting between the two sides slowed down until it came to a complete halt. No one issued any orders, but both sides stopped shooting at each other. And then as the afternoon dusk turned to darkness, as the British soldiers tried to peer through the gloom, they noticed the most amazing thing. There on the edges of the other trench were Christmas trees lit up with candles. Miles along the lines of these trenches. The German soldiers decorated their Christmas trees and they put them on display for their enemies to see. So there was the stillness of the night, the silence of the artillery, and the peculiar lights of these Christmas trees. That's how the angels saying that Christmas Eve. And pretty soon there was a German voice, "A gift is coming." And the British soldiers ducked for cover because they were sure that it was going to be a grenade. But what it was a boot with sausage and some chocolate. So the British soldiers, they scurried to find some of these Princess Mary packets and they threw them to the other side, tobacco and Cadbury chocolates. And pretty soon the singing began. First patriotic songs, then military songs, then of course, drinking songs. And lo and behold, they both knew the same drinking songs. And then after the singing, it was eerily quiet. In fact, one British soldier wrote home to his parents, and it was recorded, where he said, "No one could ever have believed that a place of such death and despair, a place devoid of all hope, would become holy." And he wrote, "It was as if the holiness kind of swept over us. And they were no longer enemies." And then he wrote, "For a moment we gave ourselves to the impossible hope that peace was possible." And then in the silence, a German voice, familiar, "Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, Silent night, holy night. Other German voices joined in, still and knocked, heilige Nacht. And pretty soon, thousands of German voices began to sing. The British soldiers were spellbound. But then a few soldiers started to sing along with, and these two languages amazingly somehow became one language. A language of hope, a language of peace, a language that can only come from that more beautiful world that every heart knows is possible. They sang well into the night. And as the light rose on Christmas morning, some signs emerged and voices. We no shoot, you no shoot. And then some brave soldiers started to emerge from each side of the trench. And they cautiously walked and they met in the middle. And they awkwardly shook hands. And they exchanged Christmas greetings. No one ordered this. A spontaneous Christmas truce. They exchanged gifts, tobacco and cigarettes and sausages and chocolate. But pretty soon they were exchanging uniform insignia and brass buttons and belt buckles. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, several spots along the trenches, several games of soccer just broke out. That continued for all Christmas, next day, the next day. Almost a week. Then there were some commanders far away from the trenches. Heard of this truce, ordered their soldiers back into the trenches. For quite some time, there wasn't shooting, just silence. And all it took was one shot, and two, and three. 6,000 dead for 146 months. But for a moment, the impossible became possible. For a moment, the birth of Christ, the birth of the Prince of Peace, enemies became friends, a battleground became a holy ground. For a moment, those weary soldiers tasted peace on earth, goodwill to all. For a moment, the more beautiful world their hearts knew was possible became possible. All of this can be found in a book called Silent Night, The Christmas Truce of 1914 by Stanley Weintraub. My imagination is so worn out. I find myself living in the world that is. And the beautiful world my heart knows is possible, I'm struggling to get to. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin, enter in. Be born in us today. You know, I think of those words of the soldier who wrote home to his parents, and he said it was as if this holiness kind of just swept over us and awakened something within us. And we gave ourselves to impossible hope. This morning, as Silent Night is sung just now, may that more beautiful world that your heart knows is possible, may it be awakened. And may you find that spirit, that strength, that courage to live in such a way that you might just bring a little bit of that world into reality.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam wacht, nur das traute Hoch. Heiliger Paar, o der Knab im lockigen Haar, schlaf ein himmlischer Ruh, schlaf ein Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Continue to worship God as the morning offering is received.